Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years.
We're really proud of Timeline.
We're going to reimagine Windows.
Microsoft is announcing the breakthrough game console called Xbox.
We've created a platform attuned to consumers' changing behaviors and an evolving sense of play.
We set out to make the best watch in the world.
And today, we're introducing Nexus 7.
This is it, Xbox One.
And we are calling it iPhone.
The latest news, the newest products, the biggest names. Welcome to Your Tech Report. Online at yourtechreport.com. Join Mitchell Whitfield and Marco Flalo for the next hour of Your Tech Report.
And welcome to it. Thank you guys for being with us each and every single week. I am Marco Flalo in Montreal, as always, joined by Mitchell Whitfield.
Say my name.
In Los Angeles, Mitchell Whitfield in Los Angeles.
I love hearing my name.
How you doing?
My name. I'm good, man. It's good to see you.
I know.
Virtually, because, and again, if you've never listened to our show before, thank you very much, and we want you to keep on coming back. But if you have,
follow us, please.
Yeah. If you haven't, I should say that Mark is based in lovely Montreal, Quebec, Canada,
yes.
And I'm in Los Angeles. Well, technically, on the fringe of Los Angeles County, Westlake Village, California. But everyone knows LA.
Do you want to just give out your address while we're here?
Somehow that
got out. Sorry.
Don't even go there, you son of a gun. Everything is good. Everything is very good. I'm excited to try. Finally, do you want to tell the folks, what I'll be trying today?
Better be trying today, because I sent you my DJI Avata drone. This is their first person point of view drone that came out last year.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you because I'm such a good person, and because I bought myself the second one. The
new one came out.
Yeah.
You are a good person, because you had to go out of your way to send it to me. So absolutely.
I did. That cost me like $100 to send that to you, with insurance and all that stuff. I'm so excited. Honestly, I am kind of upset that we have to do the show now, and I kind of want you to call me after you fly that, and you will realize the joy in which I have when I fly that drone. That being said, I have not flown the new one yet. I actually had bought it immediately when it launched, and I got it on Amazon because I wanted it right away. And then I got it on Amazon, realizing, wait a second, they have the Fly More package, which includes three batteries.
More batteries. Yeah. More
and
props.
I couldn't find the batteries online. Like, I couldn't find extra batteries and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, wait. So I didn't even open the one from Amazon. I returned it immediately, and I went to DJI.com, and I ordered the drone right from China. That arrived yesterday, so I have it. It's ready to go. I've updated the firmware, but it's raining. The weather here in Montreal is crap. So I was going to fly it in the house, but I figure, let's wait to fly it outside to really get the handle of it, because it is a little bit different to control.
It is. And to that end, I was going to say, for people that don't know about FPV or first person drone flying, unlike regular drones when you're watching the drone with your eyeballs, hopefully you always have it in sight when you're flying, even though they can fly 7 or 11 kilometers away, 6 or 7 miles away, you should still have your eyes on your drone when you're flying. These drones, these FPV drones, first of all, they're the ones that they use in professional racing leagues and arenas where they're going through hoops at 60 miles an hour. And also, you are wearing almost like VR goggles. You're wearing like video goggles on your face, and you are seeing the drone's point of view as you fly. So it is the closest, purest form of flight when you're using drones. I thought it would make Mark sick. I thought he would hate it. The second Mark tried this, he was like, Mitchell, you have never tried anything. You think you've flown drones? You have not flown drones until you do it this way. I couldn't believe how much he loved it.
No, I did.
So I'm excited to try it.
It really was, I used the quote then, the most fun I've ever had flying a drone. Now,
that is amazing. Yeah.
I have to put this caveat there, because people who have flown first-person point-of-view drones, there's a difference between flying FPV in native FPV mode, which really means that when you let go of the controller, it just drops down to the ground and plummets to Earth, right?
Right.
DJI is like, it's like the best of both worlds here, because you can fly it in that mode with a full remote, like, left and right stick, or they give you this like joystick type controller that is completely gyro, so you can move your hand left and right, rotate up, down, and accelerator on it. You can decelerate, you can go backwards. And when you let go, though, it just does float in the air. So it's the benefit of the safeguards of knowing, listen, I can give this to my 10-year-old to try, and they're not going to crash it, versus that a real FPV drone, which is really just going to drop and plummet to Earth. So, and granted, I've tried it in that plummet to Earth mode. Let's call it plummet to Earth mode.
Right.
And it's hard. It's hard to fly a drone like that in that mode because your controls don't adjust to the direction of the stuff you're flying. So you really have to be first person perspective and flying it as if that's the direction you're going. Whereas with the other controller, you can really just kind of freeform with it. You're going to have fun.
Well, let me ask you this, because my lovely wife, Tracy, who we've talked about on the show many times, she's not a tech head like we are, but here's the thing. I don't think she could, and here's the reason why. She asked me if it was going to make me sick, and do I need to bring a bag with me to the park?
I don't think you will.
I'm also a VR guy, so I have my, you know, I've had all the MetaQuest headsets, and I like doing VR, but there have been certain experiences in VR where there's a lot of lateral movement, where there's a lot of head tilting that could get you a little like, ooh, that doesn't feel so great, and so, which gets some people sick. Is it the same thing with this? Or because it's not 3D in VR, it's just a fast-moving picture
picture. It's like you're literally flying a plane, which is
really
cool.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can go crazy with, like, I've done some really cool moves. Like, I've tried to go in and out of trees and stuff like that because the hand motions are really, like, you can go completely, like, 90-degree really, really quick. And you can do dives and it's so much fun.
And the look of it is great. It's like this aggressive, forward tilted with the camera. When it flies, it looks like an angry hornet.
Got the propeller guard so that you can fly it indoors. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate agent. He's like, you got to fly this into one of the homes I'm selling, and I can do videos and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's a perfect walkthrough drone.
And it's quieter. I'm more excited not only to fly mine, but for you to fly that one and to get the call afterwards.
Last question.
How's
video
the weather
quality? Weather's beautiful here. It's sunny and beautiful.
So video quality on the original Avada that you are going to have today is good.
Okay. It's not meant to be a camera drone where you're going to be
If you're recording on device and you take that memory card out, it's a camera drone. It's 4K, 60 frames per second, beautiful, stabilized.
It's what the feedback that I'm getting in the
goggles. What you're seeing in the goggles is not what you're getting off the drone. However, in the Avada 2, they have improved that, and the visuals are a lot sharper and the screen's a lot brighter. In your eyes, you're seeing a more accurate representation of what you're recording without the stabilization. That stuff is still going to be better on the drone. And they also have pass-through mode on the goggles now. You can tap on it and see through with cameras on the front. So it really...
Oh, that's genius. Yes. You can see the world around you. You know, why don't you send me the one that you just got?
No.
Yeah,
well, you can go buy that just like I did and spent the $1,300. I'm so excited for you
to give that
a try. Did I mention today on the show we've got a pretty cool show lined up? We're talking a lot about sustainability of tech. We're going to be talking to the head of sustainability at Razer. You know, they make the gaming products.
Oh, yeah, I know Razer well.
A major, major dedication to sustainability. They're using recycled parts. And recycled parts does not mean bad. It's actually a lot of focus on what they're using to make sure that you don't even realize that they are sustainable. But it's also about, you know, product line, recycling materials. And we're also going to be talking to Ford about the same topic, but how they use some of the waste in the materials that they use to turn it into a material they can 3D print into other parts for their vehicles.
Oh, that's genius. I love that.
Very, very cool.
Sustainability is a huge thing.
It is. And it's honestly, everybody's doing it. And people think, oh, no, the products are not going to be as rigid. They're not going to be as strong anymore. That's not true. And it's more than just the products. It's about supply chain and just packaging. I mean, even the packaging of the products, which is pretty cool. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. I want to talk about your and my responsibility in this job, because something happened this week, and I think it's worth having a conversation about that affects others. This is your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Marco Flallo. Back in just a second.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jaggin' Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.